You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
It's just after 5 o'clock, so it's the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg Davies is the Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, as I've said. And Greg, yeah, and it's sort of faux Friday, isn't it? Feels like a weekend going into what is, to me, a stupid public holiday.
Yeah, Workers' Day, and it's unfortunately fallen in the middle of the week, broken a lot of momentum, I think productivity, and funny that it's called Workers' Day, the workers won't be working. Exactly. And we just can't get any traction. The April-May period has been very disruptive, similar to December, really. I think the schools are on holiday as well, so a lot of people are away, so we really are marking time in the markets.
And next week, of course, we've got the election, which is 1 week away now. And I suppose that we have to have a day off as well, because there are certain rural communities that can't get into the polling stations, etc. But other countries in the world don't take a day off in order to go, just get up in the morning and go to the ballot box, the polling station, and vote. So we've got the fourth week of short weeks.
Yes, I mean, that's the thing. And then, I mean, I suppose, yeah, you're right, the logistics of voting and then the transportation and the travelling and so on. Yeah. Authorities took the view that, you know, people drifting into work at all sorts of time is probably not productive, really. You know, the mines and all of that will be closed so people can get that voting. And no one's got an excuse that they didn't have time to go and vote. We're too busy at work because, you know, every vote counts, and hopefully, we can push on from Thursday.
And you're voting for the DA, I understand, from the chat we had last time. You're voting for the DA.
Yeah, probably. It's probably just out of tradition, really, at the time. And you can't really get too strongly behind any of these political parties at the moment. The DA seems a little bit in disarray, but the least worst of all the options, in my view.
Okay, Greg, what happened on the JSE today? What happened?
We had a market down 0.25%, down 134 points, 58,528, turnover of 19.8 billion. Hmm. That's the best day we've had this week. I suppose this is only the second day of the week. I would say the best day we've probably had in 10 days. We haven't been really approaching that 20 billion mark. So that's you know, the first real stab we've had at 20 billion.
Anything on the stock exchange news service today? Anything from the corporate South African world?
No, nothing really. It's almost traditional sort of after the close, Steinhoff sense announcement where they impairing some goodwill, super complicated. You need to be an auditor to really understand what's going on there.
Yeah.
Steinhoff share price today, and this news broke on the sense after the close, but the share price was up 5%, 205. Speculators still sort of trading there, 17 million rands with the shares trading hands.
Okay, it says here, as announced on the 5th of April 2018, Steinhoff is currently in the process of preparing the audited group financial statements for 2017 and 2018. I mean, what is it now? 2019. So that's 2 years ago. I'm sorry to be cynical, but it's 2019 now. 2017. Just do it every day, which are expected to be released on the 7th of May 2019 and the 18th of June 2019, respectively. As part of the audit process, Steinhoff has, et cetera, et cetera. Greg, it's pathetic, isn't it? Don't you think it's pathetic?
Just imagine probably 100 auditors from PwC working 24/7, 7 days a week, trying to get the 2017 numbers out. And I mean, it's unprecedented, really.
It's simple, though. I mean, you've got a company, and it makes money, and the money gets dispersed, and you account for it. I don't understand why, from 2017, 2 years ago, they're trying to get their accounts together. I mean, either they're stupid or I'm being naive. I don't know what it is.
I suppose a new audit firm has taken over and they want to make sure that there's nothing that comes back to them that's 100%. So I always think, and I've got a lot of friends in the audit profession, there's a thing that they call phantom ticking, yes, where they're not really looking what they're reading, they're ticking boxes. But in this particular Steinhoff case, I mean, Marcus Huster, I mean, love him or hate him, but the web that he weaves here.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. Yeah, I mean, never has that particular English phrase been more appropriate than with this man, Marcus Uster. Tell me about Coronation Fund Managers, please.
Yes, I mean, that's one where the share price has moved from the low 40s up. It was this morning into the sort of 52, 53 area. They did give us an update on assets under management, which had fallen back quite a bit by about 20%. The share price slipping back 8.5% to R51.13.
Wow.
Actually, today's opening was R55.83. And I've seen quite a few people that do technicals saying it was quite overbought. So this pullback, probably not unexpected, but assets under management shrinking quite quickly, really. I think from north of 600 to about 583 billion. Still, it's massive.
Mm.
Assets under management. Yeah, 602 to 586. I'm just reading this as quick as I can.
Top five major movers on the upside on the JSE today. RCL, that's Rainbow Chickens, of course. MC Group, Massmart, Pepcor, and Mr. Price. So we've got chickens, we've got television, we've got retail, we've got retail, and we've got retail. So it's been a very much a domestic retail, we need to spend money story on the upside, Greg. 4% up for RCL, MC Group up 3.5%, R128. You could have made 28%, or actually, if you'd have bought it below 100, probably 33% over the last month.
I did huge volume around R95. You could have bought that and got your clients a really, really good return, put your feet up on the desk, gone to Bellini's and been a hero if you had the courage to buy it there. I was actually trying to buy some RCL foods today, and the market is just so thin. You really had to to pay up to get some stock. Feather thin, yeah.
Skinny as a chicken, Greg. Pepcor and Mr. Price, any stories there? 2.8% and 2.2% higher, respectively.
Yeah, it's a bit of a puzzle with the Pepcor. There's been no positive news in retail space. Like I've always said, for me, the best retail in South Africa is Pepcor, the most defensive. So up 2.7% today, but while the retail space in general is up 0.75%, so an outperformer for sure.
Okay, on the downside, CML, that's Coronation, Implats down 4.75%, Glencore down 3.33%, Intuprop down 3%, and ShopRite also 3% weaker. Your comments on one or two of those, please.
Well, obviously, we spoke about the Coronation, so that's 8% move. Impala Platinum this continues to suffer from that palladium price sharp down movement that we picked up on the pod yesterday.
Yes.
The palladium's trying to improve. It's up $11, $13.81, but it's a long way to go. I think at one point it was down $95 from the high overnight.
Mm.
So that's going to slow that down. Glencore, I think first quarter production update, the market not liking that. Glencore sort of been in no man's land for quite some time now. ShopRite, that's interesting, and almost the opposite of Pepcor there. Maybe they eating some of Pepcor's lunch.
Dollar rand is 14.34. British pound against the rand is 18.68, and the euro rand is 16.06. With the euro dollar, 1.12.04. So a slightly better US dollar. If we have a look at the international markets when it comes to commodities, Greg, the gold price is $12.84, up $4 per ounce. The platinum price is $8.92.5, down $3.5. And the palladium price is up $9 to $13.71. With the oil price, $72.50, up 44 cents per barrel. Greg, what's happening with the international markets ahead of May Day tomorrow? Because they don't celebrate it in the United States, and thank goodness they don't.
Yes. Dow at the moment down 45 points. FTSE's down 33 points. S&P, I see that's down about 15 points. So all of those developed markets, all a bit slower. NASDAQ also down about 90 points. That's quite a big swing on the NASDAQ.
Greg, we'll speak to you on Thursday. Thanks very much for your time this evening. That was the 5 o'clock shadow, and Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.